on the 11th day of the 11th month of this year, my grandmother would have turned 100 years old. Truth be told, no one in the family remembers anymore what her name would have been, but her parents named her Army, short for Armistice. Her name was changed when she was born because the day on which she was born was thought to have changed the whole world. A little child came into this world on the day that the Great War, the war to end all wars, the war we know as the First World War, came to an end. And so while my family has no idea what she would have been named otherwise, her parents named her Army, Armistice, that her life and her living might bear witness to the fragile prospect of peace. For on that day, peace was blooming, even though, sadly, we know how short that worldwide peace was lived. But before that day, in 1918, on the 24th day of the 12th month, this day in 1914, a different, smaller, and even more fragile truce came about in the midst of that great war. In the trenches of France, where the war had ground to an uncomfortable stalemate. On this night in 1914, the details have grown fuzzy, but the truth of the story remains. And the story is this: that just before the stroke of midnight, it would be a young German man who would wave out of the top of one of the trenches a white flag of truce, followed by peeking his head out, followed by standing out in the middle of no man's land. No shots were fired. Peace was maintained. Following him came a small Christmas tree that too decorated the countryside. And still, no shots were fired. The story of that night is this: that following the Germans, some British lads poked their head out too. More and more came out of the trenches from where they had been sworn enemies. More and more crossed the land, not just to be seen, but to meet. The story goes, on this night, 104 years ago, pleasantries were exchanged, names were learned, pictures were shared, cigarettes, chocolate, and memories were shared between two people who had spent the last number of months trying to kill one another. As the night went on, a soccer match even broke out. And as the two sides settled back in to their trenches, it would again be the Germans who would start singing a song we will sing later, Silent Night. And the British lads responded in English, singing right alongside. So much hatred, so much impossibility came to a halt, if for but a brief moment. The tragedy of this is not even so much that hostilities started the next day, because they did, but that suddenly these people who had met the other side were still acting on the orders of their commanders to try and take their lives. We live in a world where trenches seem to exist, where conversation quickly breaks into discord, where we as a people in a world seems to have settled into some uneasy stalemate. And yet, tonight is here. Tonight, we have a chance to put all that aside and let the message of tonight, let this moment of peace, let the songs that waft through this air float across the world and invite us into a moment of peace and calm to take a break from all that is going on, that the love of Christ might be born in our hearts. And here's the thing. If we are true to tonight, if we are true to the spirit that brought you here tonight, to the music that we will sing, to the prayers that we will offer, and to those candles flickering silent night, tomorrow when we wake up, our lives must change. Because tomorrow we must follow the edicts, the commands of the one who brought us here tonight, Jesus himself. And he would say this. He would say, my commandment to you is to love one another as I have loved you. He would say this, that you are not just to love friend, but enemy too. They will know you follow me. They will know I am born in you, Jesus said, simply by the way you love. So tonight, as we go through these stories and songs, as peace slowly settles in, remember, as C.S. Lewis once remarked, Christmas is not a season or a date. It is a way of living. And tomorrow, when families arrive, when the news pours through your television, hold on to the peace of tonight and remember the command of the one who drew us here, that we are to live as peacemakers, love bearers. And friends, next year, if we do that, if we truly do that, when we come back here, I promise you, miracles, just like they did 2,000 years ago, will have broken forth again in this small town, in this small place. And they might even, like they did 2,000 years ago, change the whole world. Friends, blessings and peace be with you this evening.